they're looking for the challenge. It's a new challenge for them. It's a new challenge for the league to get into a final of a national competition, especially at interleague level, where you're playing the best of the best of the girls about. We had a tough game in Cork in the semi-final. Just the distance and all the rest, but the girls battled right to the end. We drew the semi-final 0-0 and went on to win in penalties with Claire Friel making two brilliant saves, penalty shootout. The girls have, like, we have a young squad. I think bar three players are still eligible next year, so it would be relatively young. MGL would be strong. They're playing winter football, whereas we're playing summer football, so they're at the end of their season playing regular football since September, whereas we're not playing regular football. We're just relying on friendlies and our training schedule.
Yeah, so you're very much going under this as underdogs then. Do you feel, Breed?
Yeah, we definitely would be, because like match practice every week is a good preparation going into a cup competition or into this a final of any sort, whereas we're not playing regularly. But we're training regularly, but not actually playing matches, and matches would dictate a lot of your sharpness. But no, the girls in training have been looking forward to it. Parents are very supportive, so hopefully.
Yeah, and I suppose too with the young side as well, Brad, they show no fear, so they do.
No, that's it. They're all looking to get into, like, we have the National League now coming up at the end of the, or in the middle of this year in July, that starts. So a lot of these players will be looking to play, get on that squad. So they're eager to impress the whole way through. Like,
yeah. The MGL League, you have a bit of history there with that league in previous years in this competition, don't you, Breed?
Yeah, well, we played them 3 years ago we in the semi-final, and we got beat 3-2 in that, them scoring in the last couple of minutes of the game. They have reached... It has been up and running for 5 years, and every year they have reached the final. So, like, okay, Cork beat them 1-0 last year, but, like, the year before that, they beat Galway in the final. The year before that, Inishowen League won the Interleague. So, like, they're consistently making the finals, whereas other leagues are, like, it's just...
I suppose that's proof then that how big an achievement this is for a league like Donegal to make it to a big decider.
Yeah, like there's 32 leagues, women's leagues in the country, and I know it's split into group stages first, and then you play kind of regional teams in your own region, like we had Galway, Sligo, Inishowen, and then you come out of that, you go into a semi-final and you go into a final. So to come out of 32 leagues to reach the last two is a great achievement.
Yeah, it certainly is. What do you know about this current MGL side then, Breed?
Well, I know what they call it. Kate Malone has scored. She's regularly scoring for them. Like, they beat Limerick 6-0 in their first game. All right, Cork beat them 1-0, and they beat Waterford 1-0. But Kate Malone has scored 3 goals in Limerick. She scored the goal in Wexford in the semi-final against Galway, she scored again, so she's a main threat for them. They have Shelburne is one of the biggest clubs in the county or country, and they have a lot of players from Shelburne Home Farm signed with them, so they will be strong.
Yeah, they will be strong. Some big name clubs there, so there is. But listen, as we said earlier, your gears, I'm sure, will show no fear. If you are going to pull this off and you're going to win, what's it going to take, and who are the girls up top that can get you these goals, Breed?
Well, we're looking for big performances from Danielle McDevitt. Danielle has been in international squads or there and thereabouts for the last couple of years, so we're hoping that she'll have a big input in the game. Jodie Walker and Elena McGee were the ones that were, and Ronan Gallagher were scoring goals for us, so hopefully that they can hold their nerve on Saturday or Sunday and put the goals away again. And then the defence, Siobhan Sweeney and Emer Sweeney, two sisters from the Fannad area. Catherine Greer is very strong. Catherine's been doing well with the Ireland Deaf futsal, and she's been doing very well. Michelle McDevitt in the left back has been doing well. But Claire Friel over the last, like in all games, has been exceptional in the Mets. Niamh Scanlon's pushing her for hard all the time for a place. So like they're doing well and they're competing against one another for positions. So it's good. Within the squad.
Yeah, and looking out to continue that form into the final. Just finally, on the final then, Garda Keegan is the venue. It's not too far away. I'm sure, as it's been throughout the course of the year, the Donegal Women's will have a good support behind them when they take to the field.
Yeah, well, hopefully that. Well, I know a lot of the parents are definitely going down. We have an academy on a Sunday in Ballyar. We're not out this Sunday, so hoping that some of them... children and parents will come down and support as well.
Yeah, because it would be a huge boost if the Donegal Women's League were to win at under 18 level and as underdogs, take a big scalp. You've already, of course, taken victory against Cork and a shootout, but it would give I suppose, football in general a big boost, particularly among young girls.
Yeah, especially in our area, like a lot of people playing Gaelic. We're a minority sport in soccer in Donegal for girls. I know the league has been formed for 15 to 20 years, but it's still the number-wise, you're struggling every week to keep teams going and all the rest. So hopefully this will give other players out there an idea of what's happening and that they can compete at national levels as well.
Listen, Breed, many thanks for taking the call. All we can do now is wish you the best of luck in Sunday's final against the MGL League. And as we said, anything can happen on final day, and fingers crossed it's going to go in favour of Donegal. Best of luck with it.
Right, thanks very much, Martin.